Hello and welcome to the Florida Creatives Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Price, and our guest today is someone who has made lots of contributions to the Orlando art community, and she also does work curating work for other artists, and her name is Anna McCambridge, and we're actually sitting right now in the Maitland Art Center on the last day of your show, which is called A Confluence. So, Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll ask you some questions about this show in particular. It's a very interesting, collaborative, sort of interesting, fun thing.
Great. Thanks, Ryan. I was basically raised here in Central Florida, and was raised by an artist, my mom, and she's actually in this current show. I feel it's important to contribute to the community you are in. And since what I do well is networking and art and things like that, I chose to use those abilities to help make the community better and try to enrich it culturally as much as I can. So what I do right now is I produce the Visual Fringe, which is the visual art part of the Orlando International Fringe Festival. I also am on the Associates, which is the group of people, artists and non-artists, who put on the first Thursday events at the Orlando Museum of Art. I'm on the curating committee for that, so we also get to choose which art pieces go into each show. And that's always really interesting. And I, in the past, curator for Dandelion Community Cafe. I took a break from that to do this show that we're about to talk about, and later this afternoon/evening, I'll actually be helping install some railing to exhibit art inside Dandelion.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're going through this whole process where they're like redoing the whole cafe, and they're making it more energy efficient, and I'm sure that may be the topic of another show in the future.
Yeah.
But so you took some time off to do this show, and I heard about this happening like back in the spring. Do you have to plan a show like this for Maitland Art Center very far in advance, or what did it have to do with the work itself?
Well, any show in which you're going to fill an entire venue, such as the Maitland Art Center, which has four galleries, it definitely takes a lot of time to put together. But this show in particular was very unique in that we created every piece for it specifically for this show and specifically for the venue, so everything was to fit precisely within the venue and kind of tell a story. There's definitely a storyline in a confluence.
And so to talk about this piece, this show individually, you and your mother and two other artists all worked together to make all of this stuff, which you said is original, was made right now for this show. Who are those people, first of all, and what was it like working with them? Like, where did you get to do it? When did you get to do it? Did you get sick of each other? Did you become good friends? Did you all, like, get your rhythms together? What's it like?
Well, the artists are my mom, Vicky Jones, and Brigham Gresh, and Dina Mack. And we all knew each other prior to this show. We worked on the pieces both at Dina's studio in McRae Art Studios and also at Brigham's house, which she turned into a studio for us, and they were both so gracious to let us work there. And basically we did that because some of the pieces were so large we couldn't put them anywhere else, and we really needed to see them together to have that confluence, to see the flow of the work and put them all together. And there are four pieces that are 72 by 36 that are the key pieces in the transition of this show. And we start off working individually, and then we switch into that mode of the confluence that happened where we collaborated. And that was actually, sometimes we were working literally elbow to elbow on these large pieces. And we did grow closer. We never got sick of each other. we definitely collaborated very well. And I think the main reason for that is that, you know, we're all professional, and we're all to the point where ego is not of great importance. It's more the process and what's the outcome of the art. So we did talk about it in the beginning. We said ego cannot come into play, and to really work as one to make these pieces work, because on a side note, we're all so different. We have very abstract to very figurative, so to make those work, we really had to put egos aside and work as one unit. So that was how we did that.
All four of you have very different styles. You have different sort of preferred media you work with. And then you, for people who haven't seen the show, as you sort of go through towards the back of the gallery, you see that the different artists started to mimic each other's styles and use the other media. Am I right here?
Well, basically, the thing that we talked about before we started any artwork was we would start with our own styles and our own themes, and then when we were collaborating, the main purpose for the collaboration was to explore each other's psyche and to gain something from it. And I think we were supposed to glean not only inner expression from each other, but styles and medium. We were meant to see how the others worked and to take something from each person and incorporate it into our own style and really learn from each other. And we did each evolve a lot. And I know I'm definitely changed from this show, medium style, thought process-wise. So it really worked as we had planned for it to work.
So it's really great to have, you know, your habit, your regular sort of style of working. And I've actually been going through something similar in my daily job right now. I'm working with somebody else, and he has a very different way of doing everything. And it's not a bad clash. It's not like I hate you, you're stealing all my ideas, or the other way around. It's just, it's really interesting to watch somebody work all day, every day. We're actually working in the same space, on the same project. It's way more technical. It's not visual art, but the pieces that go into it are very similar. You have to plan things before you get into working on them, and then you may have to go back and, you know, wipe this out and start over again, or you might come across something that you just say, well, this doesn't work, so we need to change the way we're thinking about it. So I think a lot of the stuff that goes into, if you take 100 steps back working on some, you know, visual art like this with another person, that's to me what was so amazing about seeing all these different pieces together, was how seamless it really feels when you're the patron standing there looking at it. It just seems like it got spit out of heaven and put on the canvas exactly as it is. And I know that that's not the process. I know that there's so much more that happens, right?
Yes. And working as a web designer and working with coders, I understand what you're saying. And it's definitely the same type of process where each one of us had to say, I'm going to do this, but if it's not working, tell me, let's talk about it, or just paint over it. And I'm sure in coding, if that's what you're doing with this guy, you're having to write code, but maybe there's some glitch somewhere, and he knows how to fix that, and he's done something that doesn't work, and you know how to fix his. And it's just that collaboration where you're like, you know, I'm not going to take any glory from this. It's the final product we produce together that is the star of the show.
Yeah.
And we really literally painted over each other's things sometimes, and I I even asked them to paint over some of my stuff. Please help this part. It's not working for me. And everybody was so gracious, and we really did become like a family.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So is there some particular event or like story that brings all four of you together and says, we need to do a show? Is there a person? Like, what was the catalyst for having a confluence happen?
Well, I had wanted to have a show at another gallery downtown, and that did not pan out. We had been scheduled and something fell through, and I wanted to do a show with these particular four people. I chose them for specific reasons, and I knew the four of us would be able to be that one unit. And when we found this, well, I had talked to Jerry Shep, who used to be the executive director here, and he let us have a show here. And at that point, I knew I needed to make this work within the venue. So I had an idea, and I expressed it to them, and they all somehow magically said yes, they wanted to do it. And although it was an idea I had in the beginning, once we said yes, we're going to do this, it became ours. It's not mine, because everybody had input, and it really evolved from there.
Great. Do you have other places where you show your work regularly, or should we just sort of keep tabs on First Thursdays and Dandelion and some of the other places where you curate the Visual Fringe? Obviously, it only happens during May, the 2 weeks before Memorial Day, but definitely we can see you there at the Lockhaven Park. You're physically there,
yes,
running the art show, as it were.
Sometimes,
and selling pieces, and for 12 and 16 hours a day.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes literally running back and forth trying to get things done. Yes, you can see me there. I know I'm speaking to an audience that's much more technologically efficient and advanced than I am, so bear with me if you go to my website, which is annamccambridge.com. It's annamccambridge.com. And yes, I made it an iWeb. Please don't judge. If anyone wants to help me out for trade, we'll talk.
Oh, great. So we can go there, and that's where we'll get some updates about if you've got future shows going on. And
yes,
you can see some stuff that you've done before. You do a lot of portraiture.
Yes,
right?
I do.
And a lot of bodies and animals and things that have bodies, right? That's, that seems to be something you do quite often.
I do, and I've done architectural pieces as well, and minimal on the landscape side of things, but this show, like I said, really changed me a lot, and I see myself going into different areas using different mediums, and definitely the subject matter. I've always loved people, and I'm sure I won't get rid of that because it's my favorite, but I'm sure I'll add to what I've been doing.
Great.
And it's going to be interesting to see how I change after this show.
Cool. So good luck with that. You know, I'm looking forward to it for sure, and I know that a lot of your fans who may be listening right now would also be very interested to know what's going on in Anna's head in the future.
They don't want to know right now, believe me. Ask me in a month.
Yeah. So thanks so much for doing this. I'm glad we were able to squeeze it in right before your last walkthrough of the gallery. And I just wanted to do our little advertisement at the end here. We have the Florida Creatives website. We go there and we have listings of places in not just Orlando, but sort of other cities in Florida. We're working on Brevard County and South Florida. We actually have groups there that meet up, just like we've been doing in Orlando now for almost 4 years. It's Florida Creatives Happy Hour. And if you're in Orlando, it's at Crooked Bayou on the third Mondays of the month. In Brevard, it's at a place called Squid Lips on the fourth Thursday of the month. And you can find all those details at floridacreatives.com. You can find other episodes of this podcast. There are about 30 episodes going back over the last 3-4 years at floridacreatives.com/podcast. You can also find us on iTunes. We would love if you subscribe there, leave us a rating and a comment. And on Facebook, on LinkedIn, a brand new thing. If you have a startup company, we have started this group on a site called YouNoodle. It's all about startup companies. It's very specific to entrepreneurial people, but it's an interesting idea, and we sort of got approached because there wasn't another group in Central Florida that was doing it. So I'm happy to try it out and see what people think about it. Obviously, animacambridge.com. Mm-hmm. You can go there and find all about Anna. So that's my commercial for today. And thanks so much, Anna, for being here.
And thank you, Ryan, for being so patient and gracious to have me on here. Thanks a lot.
All right.